Get a wall monument. At the intersection of Świętojerska and Nowinierska streets, look down at your feet. You'll find a metal belt with the inscription Ghetto Wall 1940-1943 in the pavement. Together with the plaques on the post standing next to it, it is a commemoration of the borders of Warsaw Ghetto. The ghetto was a huge walled district for Warsaw Jews. Nazis, occupiers of the city, made it enclose Jews there, isolating from other citizens. There are over 20 such commemorations in Warsaw, consisting of a metal plaque with a map of the ghetto and a strip indicating the course of the ghetto borders. They are located in the furthest border points of the former ghetto. It is a reminder of the dark period of the city's history. The area of the city where the Jewish ghetto used to be is an example of a district that has never been rebuilt. Only monuments speak of the tragedy that happened there. Today, there is a new residential district here, but this is a different story and a different example of how Warsaw came back to life after the war. In our museum, the Museum of Warsaw, you will soon find a whole room dedicated to the history of the ghetto. Nowadays, you can admire the collection of Judaica objects related to Jews who majorly contributed to the history of our city and country. It is impossible to miss a very big green building nearby. It is the seat of the Supreme Court, as well as the Warsaw Court of Appeal. Go to the back of this building to the last stop on the route of our tour. On the way to the Uprising Monument, you will see the three statues of Caryatid symbolizing the virtues, faith, hope, and love.